This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. Hey, this is where you get the opportunity to ask me the questions. Now, normally, if you're on the Man Up show, I'm typically asking all the questions, but that's what's fun about the Q&A with Koloff is you get a personal phone call from the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff, and we get to discuss and talk about anything. I mean, we'll talk about wrestling, we'll talk about ministry, we'll talk about Jesus, we'll talk about life, we'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. And typically it's pretty organic, meaning there's no script in front of me at all. So I don't even know what kind of questions you're going to answer. And yes, I have been put on the spot a few times. But all that to say, it's a pleasure to have on Q&A with Koloff today, Steve Hendrick. Steve, welcome to the Q&A with Koloff.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. We're going to jump into our conversation here and find out. Let's first find out for our listeners a little bit more about Steve Hendrick. Give us a little backdrop, a little background on Steve Hendrick.
Well, I'm a 40-year-old male, lives in a small town in Indiana known as Fairmount, hometown of James Dean and Jim Davis, creator of Garfield, population 2,700.
Okay, and now born and raised in that town?
Yes, sir. Born and raised in Fairmount, yes, sir.
Born and raised, no aspirations to ever move out of or leave Fairmount, Indiana?
I've left once when I was 18, and there's something here that draws you back every time.
Okay, well, it must be in the water, you know, having James Dean, the legendary James Dean, and the creator of Garfield having been raised in that town as well. And so, what do you do in Fairmount, Indiana?
Actually, I'm a vice president of my town board in Fairmount. Also, I serve on the board of directors for a senior citizens center in a following or neighboring community that's about 20 miles to the east of me. And I'm a collections account manager for a rent-owned store.
Okay. I feel like there's something else.
On the weekends, I'm a ring announcer for an independent wrestling.
Okay, there we go. I was wondering. We'll get to that in just a moment. Well, I definitely want to talk about that, what that experience is like, and of course, how long you've been doing that. But family, you have family?
I do. I have a 15-year-old daughter. Basically, the crown and jewel of my life.
Come on, the apple of dad's eye.
Yeah, or as I like to say, the beat of my heart.
Oh, I love it. What's her name?
Her name is Chloe.
Chloe. Well, you're going to have to let her listen to this show and so she can hear dad's interview. That's awesome. And you get to spend some... When I say quality time, do you? I know what I did with my daughters, especially at that age, because it's so critical. Age 15, you have dad daughter dates.
We do, and she also comes to all the wrestling shows. She loved wrestling just as much, You know, Road Warrior Animal kind of spoiled her over the years by every time we'd go to a show he was at, he would always yell at me, "Leave her alone, Dad. She's with Uncle Animal. She's fine."
That's Uncle Animal. How'd you like that? Who's this? It's my uncle. What's his name? Animal. Oh, okay. Uncle Animal. That's okay. Well, there you go. Well, and I remember way back when one of the first tattoos that Animal got was the Tasmanian Devil. He got on his arm. I'll never forget that. And I'm like, well, that about summarizes who you are, Road Warrior Animal, right?
That is no joke.
right. So she's a wrestling fan as well. Let's talk about that for a moment. Let's talk about how long have you? Well, let's do this. Give a little backdrop on kind of your when you first were attracted to professional wrestling. Give a little quick story on that, and then at what point did you get involved in and become a ring announcer?
I've been a wrestling fan for as long as I can remember, at least 35 years at the minimum.
Wow!
I remember watching NWA on TBS. Growing up.
Superstation, 6:05 Saturday night, right?
Yep, 6:05 Eastern time.
Yeah, oh, 6:05 Eastern. Yeah, you guys probably, are you on Central time?
I'm on Eastern time.
Oh, you are? Okay. 6:05 Saturday night. Come on. Okay, so you watched it on the Superstation growing up?
Yeah, it was always me and my brothers. We would always wrestle. It was amusing. You know, I wrestled as Nikita Koloff. My brother was Road Warrior Animal. In the neighborhood, we were, you know, it was back then, we were the Road Warriors versus Sting and Nikita Koloff.
Hold on a second. I just thought. So did it ever dawn on you, Steve? Okay. This just hit me. So the neighborhood kids are the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk. The other team is Sting. Good choice, by the way. And Nikita, the Russian Nightmare. Did you ever think you'd actually meet Nikita Koloff and Road Warrior Animal?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
I did not. It was, when it first happened, I tell you what, it was humbling. It was kind of like your childhood gets thrown right back in your face. And pardon the expression, but you mark out. You're like, oh my goodness, look. Front of me, oh my.
Did you have to pinch yourself?
Yeah, you know, I know I'm dreaming. No way this is real.
Ah, that's awesome. That's amazing that you guys grew up, you know, portrayed, and then all of a sudden, boom, here you get to meet him, and then you eventually get in the bit. At what point then, Steve, did you get involved in wrestling and become a ring announcer?
I started ring announcing about 4 years ago for a promotion. It's called Delaware County Championship Wrestling.
Okay.
A good friend of mine actually started the promotion, him and a guy that he's known his entire life, and I started out, I'm an EMT, so I started out just basically being at ringside as an EMT in case anything happened. And then over time, they approached me and they said, hey, you want to ring announce for us? I'm like, me? And they were like, yeah, you. And I said, well, I guess I'll give it a try, but we'll see what happens. And it's one thing led to another, and I've, you know, been fortunate enough to ring announce for some of the best names in the business now.
Who, throw a few names out there.
Well, I did Marty Wright, the Boogeyman. Did him a couple times. I did Terry Sabinski, Warlord. Was nice, did that, and franchise Shane Douglas. Which absolutely one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life. Just did Elijah Burke, the Pope.
Oh, yeah. Like Elijah.
Now, in about 2.5 weeks, I get to do Carlito.
Carlito. Come on.
Old Tatanka.
Okay.
You know, I've done Rikishi more about a handful of times.
More times than you care to count? Is that what I'm hearing? No.
Yeah, four, five, six times.
Rikishi, he's a big man.
Very big man with a big heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that's been the highlight of my life.
Sounds like you announced those. Yeah, sounds like you have fun doing the ring announcing.
I do. You know, I didn't realize how much really goes into it. I had the opportunity to talk to Justin Roberts back in November.
Okay.
And he told me, he said, I have tried and tried and tried for years to become a ring announcer. Mm-hmm. Like, if you first you don't succeed and you don't like how it sounds, you got the next show, try again.
Right. Good advice. Good advice. That's awesome. So, well, that's amazing. And perhaps sometime I'll make it up to your community.
You're more than welcome here anytime. We would love to have you here.
Well, that sounds like a potential plan for the future there. Well, let's do this. Let's give you the opportunity to ask me a couple, three questions and see where it can be, as I mentioned, related to whatever. So have you got a few questions in mind, Steve?
I do.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Here's one that I've always wondered this now that I got older, is who came up with the Russian Nightmare gimmick?
So great question. The credits goes to two men, one by the name of Sergeant Slaughter, you may have heard of him, and the other, Don Kernodle, who for a couple times in his career was Private Kernodle. He was part of Sergeant Slaughter's team there as Private Kernodle. They eventually had Private Nelson, too, Jim Nelson, who went on to become he flipped to the other side, and Jim became Boris Zhukov, one of the Russians. So Jim had the experience of to do both, as did Barry Darso, right, as Crusher Khrushchev, and then also as Demolition, he had that opportunity. So Sergeant Slaughter, Don Kernodle, the short story is they were traveling, they'd finished a show one night, I want to say Charleston, South Carolina, and they were driving to Savannah, Georgia for the show the next night. The way I understand it, stopped at a 7-Eleven, picked up a notebook, and started talking about and creating a, quote, nephew for Ivan Koloff, and just laid out this whole storyline, approached Jim Crockett, the promoter, with the idea. He said, well, yeah, I guess if you can find someone to be this nephew. And then Don Kernodle approached, guess who, Road Warrior Animal, and ask this question: do you know any big guys who wouldn't mind shaving their head and becoming a Russian? And Animal said, I know the guy right now. I think he'd be perfect for it. And of course, the old cliche goes, the rest is history. So there's the story of how the birth of Nikita Koloff came to be.
It's always fascinating when I hear stories from about you or when you're answering questions. It always comes back to Road Warrior Animal. Always had such a big influence in a lot of things.
He did. I mean, it was certainly a big influence in my life. And little would I have known that when I recruited him out of high school to play college football with me, that we'd have an instant brotherhood connection. You know, I became... So he had two other brothers, and I became like the prodigal son to his mom and dad, Joe Sr. and Lorna Laurinaitis. And in fact, I'll just tell you this a little side story. One year, like I'd always spend Christmas over at their house, and the boys all got mad at me. Mark and John and Joe all got mad at me because Lorna bought me more Christmas presents than she bought any of them, her own son. And I'm like, it's not my fault. I didn't ask her to do it. Like, for real, it's a true story. And I'm like, you know, but she just fell in love with me, and I just fell in love with the family. And in fact, I'll tell you another little side story. During my wrestling career, I probably saw her more than Joe, her own son, saw her. They eventually moved to Florida, to Safety Harbor, Florida, because she had battled lupus. She eventually passed away from lupus. But I used to take specific time off, fly to Tampa, and spend 3 or 4 days just floating in her pool, hanging out at their house to get a break from the road, from wrestling, while Joe continued traveling on. So anyway, there's another little side story for you. And I know he had an impact in your life too.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff, and I am here with a huge announcement, like big, big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham Brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package Lex Luger, Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Delta Force Commander, General, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. MStar Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
He did. He was a very impactful. You know, I felt very privileged to actually get to know the man.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
No, you're fine. It's a hard one to talk about. You know, because he was a very big influence in my life. You know, my daughter fell in love with the guy. I have pictures of those two together every time he was around. You know, the hardest thing in my life was when I had to make the phone call to my daughter and tell her, honey, unfortunately, he passed away last night.
Yeah. Yeah. And that brings up an interesting point for our listeners. And that is this. That it was in many people, yours, mine, and others, a very untimely death, but it illustrates that there is no promise of tomorrow, and for our listeners, hence the importance of having your heart right in the right place and connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus. But that said, another question. You have another question for me?
Yep, I got another one for you.
Okay.
So you had a good, successful run in your wrestling career. I remember watching it from the WCW, NWA, UWF days. But is there anything you could have done differently? And if so, why?
Man, good question. You know, many have asked me, have I ever had any regrets on not holding the world heavyweight title? Of course, I wrestled the Nature Boy more times than I can even count for that belt.
Had it in my hands several times, having won by disqualification, which the title cannot change hands on a disqualification. I lobbied to change that rule, by the way, but unsuccessful, I might add. But all that to say, people have asked me that many, many, many times. What they don't know, what many don't know, is Rick actually literally offered me the title two different times, for which I respectfully declined the invitation. And I say that to say, you know, it would have been, looking back, it would have been fun to have won the title and be able to say that I had that belt along with every other belt that the NWA offered, while at the same time, I'm probably in a very narrow category or a short list of people who actually turned it down. And so I guess I would answer your question that way.
Sure.
One more? Got one more for me?
What motivates Nikita Koloff every day?
Ooh. What gets me out of bed? I usually ask that question. That's not fair, Steve.
But, save the best for last.
You save the best for last. And, man, you know, I tell you what gets me out of bed every day is the opportunity, the potential opportunity to make an impact on somebody's life at this point in time. I look for opportunity, whether it's through a post on social media, anyone who follows me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, those sorts of things. In fact, got a brand new Nikita Koloff fan page. And if for those of you listening out there, if you hadn't gone and liked it and do that, Nikita Koloff fans, brand new Facebook fan page. So I'm constantly looking for ways to make a positive difference or an impact on other people's lives. It may be, again, just a post on social media, as part of Truth Radio Network. I now have what's called the Man Up Minute that airs a number of times on Truth Radio during the week. And again, it literally is 60 seconds, and it's just an opportunity to hopefully motivate or inspire or put out there a something that's thought-provoking that may change somebody's life in just, believe it or not, in just 60 seconds. Or if it's preaching a sermon like I did last Sunday in Elon, North Carolina, at the church there, or facilitating a man camp like Lex Luger and I do, and we'll do one here, and you know, coming up here, and we do one in the spring, one in the fall, and bring small groups of men in to just empower them, equip them, train them, teach them to go out into the world and make a difference themselves. And that's kind of a long answer to your question, but I want to make sure you and or our listeners clearly understand, you know, what my drive is, what my motive is, and what gets me out of bed each and every day. It's way more than just, you know, paying the bills, you know, and you know, feeding my, you know, shoving food down my gullet. I'll just say that, you know, way, way, way more than that. And so, and I would encourage, you know, all those listening out there to consider that question for yourself. It's a great question, Steve. What motivates you to get out of bed each day? And
you're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
There's plenty of people who I have learned don't know how to answer that question. So thank you for asking that question.
No, thank you. I appreciate the answer.
Well, we are going to wrap up the Q&A with Koloff and Steve Hendrick. You have made some incredible inroads with your own life and are making a difference just in the short time. Not only we've talked today, but we've talked in the past, and just knowing more of your story. And for those of you who've not had the chance to listen to more of Steve's story, it's on the Man Up Show. And so I encourage you to do that. If you'd like to get a call from the Russian Nightmare, go to koloff.net. You can learn more there about the man camp. You can connect to me on social media. You can submit some questions if you'd like to do that, or just say, hey, I'd love to be on the Q&A with Koloff. And so, Steve, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
All right. Well, God bless you out there in the listening land, and tune in again for another episode of Q&A with Koloff.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.